Moving on to number six, discussion and possible action of issuance of revenue bonds for Jonah Water Special Utility District Water Distribution System. Jim Forte and John Hawes.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is an action item. Jonah Water Special Utility District is a customer of our East Williamson County regional water system. And I guess a little over a year ago, they came to us looking for assistance in financing their connection to that that water supply system. We came up a situation or a product in which we entered into an installment sales agreement with them. In this agreement, essentially they as the customer are completely responsible for all costs for the project, going through the process of hiring engineers and contractors for a project. And we essentially act as a bank in which in that we go out and borrow money on their credit and we flow that through our financial system. In November 2006, the board approved us issuing $6.5 million in one or more series of bonds. Next slide, Jennifer. They became a customer of ours in February of 2006, but only recently connected to the system and take water on a part-time basis. Again, we executed the installment sales contract in November of 2006 and issued bonds in April 2007. What we're asking you to do is reauthorize sale of additional $3 million in bonds for them to complete their activities, which will allow them to connect to our East Williamson County regional water system, which will be completed in June of 2008. Next slide, Jennifer. The project budget, essentially, we will be issuing, actually estimated right now, $2.6 million in contract revenue bonds for them. We ask you for authorization for $3 million, depending on market conditions, interest rates and that type of thing may change, which would change the value of the reserve fund and those types of things. You can see here that Jonah is going to contribute almost $1 million in their own equity in this phase of the project, which we feel very comfortable with. And you can see that the total authorization will be just a little over $5.8 million, which will be under the $6.5 million that you originally authorized.
Any questions?
I can answer any questions anybody might have.
I think we have a resolution to read with this.
There's a resolution. I'm going to ask John Hawes to read the resolution.
Just for the board's clarification, you'll get to hear John for quite some time, it appears, today.
Yeah, this is why my name was added to the presentation here, was this exciting part of this process. This is sort of a lengthy resolution, but if you'll just bear with me here. The following resolution is presented for consideration of the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its April 28, 2008 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves the following proposed resolution. Resolution authorizing the issuance of Brazos River Authority contract revenue bonds series 2008 Jonah Water Special Utility District Water Supply Project and prescribing other matters relating thereto. State of Texas Brazos River Authority. Whereas the Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, the authority or the issuer, was duly created and is lawfully operating under Chapter 221 Texas Water Code as amended, originally enacted under Chapter 13 Acts of the Second Call Session of the 41st Texas Legislature. I think that was
changed.
That's been changed. I'm sorry, this copy that I have that I was reading from was a prior copy. Let me start over. Whereas the Brazos River Authority or the issuer, was duly created and is lawfully operating under Chapter 8502 Special District Local Laws Code as amended, originally enacted under Chapter 13 Acts of the Second Call Section of the 41st Texas Legislature 1929 as amended and formally compiled as Article 8280-101 VATCS as amended, the Act, all pursuant to and in furtherance of the purposes of Article 16, Section 59 of the Constitution of Texas. And whereas the Jonah Water Specialty Utility District, hereafter sometimes called the District, is a duly organized and existing special utility district pursuant to the Constitution and laws of the State of Texas, particularly Chapter 65, Texas Water Code as amended. And whereas the district has previously executed a system water availability agreement with the authority for delivery of treated water from the East Williamson County Regional Water System. And whereas the authority and the district heretofore entered into the Brazos River Authority Jonah Water Special Utility District Water System Facilities Installment Sale Contract, in parentheses, the contract, dated as of April 15, 2007, with respect to the acquisition by purchase and construction by the authority for the benefit of the district of certain water system facilities, in parentheses, the project, as described and defined in the contract. And whereas the contract is hereby referred to and adopted for all purposes the same as if it had been set forth in its entirety in this resolution, and whereas pursuant to the contract, the authority heretofore issued its Brazos River Authority Contract Revenue Bond Series 2007, in parentheses, Jonah Water Special Utility District Water Supply Project, parentheses, the Series 2007 bonds, for the purpose of acquiring by purchase and construction a portion of the project. And whereas pursuant to the resolution authorizing the issuance of the Series 2007 bonds, in parentheses, the 2007 bond resolution, and the bond covenants agreements relating thereto, the authority is authorized to issue bonds on a parity with the Series 2007 bonds with respect to the acquisition by purchase and construction of the project. And whereas the authority has determined to issue the bonds, in parentheses the bonds, hereinafter authorized on a parity with the Series 2007 bonds to pay additional costs of the acquisition by purchase and construction of the project in accordance with the contract, and whereas the bonds authorized to be issued by this resolution are to be issued and delivered pursuant to the Authority Act, Chapter 1371, the Texas Government Code, and other applicable laws. And whereas the contract authorizes the authority to issue the bonds in the manner and the amount and with the security as hereinafter provided, therefore be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority. Section 1. Recitals, covenants, agreement, and amount and purpose of the bonds. The Board of the Authority hereby incorporates the recitals set forth in the preamble hereto as if set forth in full and at this place, and further finds and determines that said recitals are true and correct. Additional terms used in this resolution are defined as set forth on the bond covenants agreement, in parentheses the agreement, substantially in the form presented at this meeting, the terms of which are hereby incorporated herein as if set forth at time of this place. The presiding officer, the assistant presiding officer, the secretary, and any assistant secretary of the board, and the general manager, CEO, are authorized and directed to execute the agreement. The bonds of the authority are hereby authorized to be issued and delivered in one or more series in the aggregate principal amount of not to exceed $3 million for the purpose of providing funds for the acquisition by purchase and construction by the authority for the benefit of the district of water system facilities. Section 2. Designation, authorized officer, date, denominations, numbers, maturities, terms, and sale of bonds. A, designation, authorized officer. Each bond issued pursuant to this resolution shall be designated Brazos River Authority Contract Revenue Bonds Series 2008 Jonah Water Special Utility District Water Supply Project. Subject to paragraph C of this section, as authorized by Chapter 1371, the Texas Government Code, as amended, the General Manager, CEO of the issuer is hereby designated as the authorized officer of the issuer. B, terms of the bonds. Initially, there shall be issued, sold, and delivered hereunder fully registered bonds without interest coupons numbered consecutively upward payable to the respective initial registered owners thereof or to the registered assignee or assignees of the bonds or any portion or portions, in each case the registered owner, in the denomination of $5,000 or any integral multiple thereof, an authorized denomination, maturing not less than 40 years from the date of the bonds, payable serially or otherwise on the dates, in the years, and in the principal amounts respectively and dated, all as set forth in a certificate of the authorized officer. C, sale of bonds. As authorized by Chapter 1371, the Texas Government Code, as amended, the authorized officer of the issuer is hereby authorized, appointed, and designated as the officer or employee of the issuer authorized to act on behalf of the issuer in the selling and delivering the bonds and carrying out the other procedures specified in this resolution, including the use of a book entry system, a book entry only system with respect to the bonds and the execution of an appropriate letter of representations if deemed appropriate, the determining and fixing of the date of the bonds, any additional or different designation by title or which the bonds shall be known, the price at which the bonds will be sold, the aggregate principal amount of the bonds, and the amount of each maturity of principal thereof, the due date of each such maturity, parentheses, not exceeding 40 years from the date of the bonds, the rate of interest to be borne by each such maturity, the interest payment dates and periods, the dates, price, and terms upon which and at which the bond shall be subject to redemption prior to due date or maturity at the option of the issuer, any mandatory sinking fund redemption provisions, procuring municipal bond insurance, and approving modifications to this resolution and executing such instruments, documents, and agreements as may be necessary with respect thereto, if it is determined that such insurance would be financially desirable and advantageous, and all other matters related to the issuance, sale, and delivery of the bonds. The authorized officer acting for or on behalf of the issuer is authorized to arrange for the bonds to be sold at negotiated sale to an underwriting syndicate managed by Southwest Securities Incorporated, and to enter into and carry out a bond purchase agreement with such underwriters of the bonds at such prices in the aggregate principal amounts not exceeding the maximum amount set forth in Section 1 hereof, with such maturities of principal, with such interest rates, and with such optional and mandatory sinking fund redemption provisions, if any, and other matters shall be set forth therein. The bond purchase agreement shall be substantially in such form and substance as presented to the board concurrently with the adoption of this resolution, with such changes as are acceptable to the authorized officer, provided that the price to be paid for the bond shall be not less than 95% of the initial aggregate principal amount thereof, plus accrued interest thereon from the date of their delivery, and no bond shall bear interest at a rate greater than 10% per annum. The authorized officer is further authorized for and on behalf of the issuer to approve any official statement and any supplements thereto relating to the bonds and referred to in any such bond purchase agreement. It is further provided, however, that notwithstanding the foregoing provisions, the bonds shall not be delivered unless prior to their delivery, the bonds have been rated by a nationally recognized rating agency for municipal long-term obligations as required by said Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code as amended. D, terms. In establishing the aggregate principal amount of the bonds, the authorized officer shall establish an amount within the amount authorized in Section 1 hereof, which amount shall be sufficient to provide inter alia for I, the purpose of providing funds for the acquisition by purchase and construction by the authority for the benefit of the district of water system facilities, 2I, the funding of the reserve fund, if any, as required, and 3I, the payment of the costs of issuance of the bonds. Section 3, expiration of authorization. The authority of the general manager, CEO, as authorized officer to sell the bonds as described in Section 2C of this resolution shall expire on the one-year anniversary date of the adoption of this resolution by the board. And Section 4, immediate effect. This resolution shall be effective immediately from and after its adoption.
Thank you, John. The chair will entertain a motion for this resolution.
So moved.
Director Sloan, second.
Second.
Second by Director Moore. Please poll the board.
Chairman D. Foote?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Deere?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Reed?
Aye.
Director Grava?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Thank you. We do read all of this into the record as this is the form of our minutes, and since we don't take written minutes, we have to take recorded minutes, and unfortunately, or fortunately in our fact, John is an excellent reader.
Except for the first question.